This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, some of you have been making fun of people who are double masking, okay? First of all, you guys are really mean. You know, you've really, really been mean, okay? I see you mean to other people. I'm still on Facebook. I haven't banned them yet. We'll tell you what's going on in Australia. I'm on there because I like to watch what you guys are doing. Man, you guys are mean. You're making fun of people who are double masking. I mean, some of us in the medical field have been double masking since training. We might have a surgical mask. We might put on a respirator. We might have goggles and a shield. I mean, I told you I delivered a baby and she was coming in. The woman was coming in hot and we didn't even have a room ready and I barely got on some gloves and the bag came out before the baby. That splattered all over, got it in my mouth, and got it in my eyes. Tasted like the Pacific Ocean. Amniotic fluid is not delicious at all. So I learned my lesson, you know, that, you know, I should just probably walk around the hospital full hazmat. So if anybody does just come in right out the elevator in labor, I could deliver, even if we don't have a room. But I delivered the baby. Baby was fine. It just, I got a shot of amniotic fluid, and I had nothing to chase it with. So not fun at all. But with masks, the double masking, we need to be kind of careful. So the CDC had suggested double masking because we do that in the medical field. If we have one barrier, why not two barriers? But for those of you that have ever double condomed, right, it's not very easy. It's not very fun. Getting COVID is not very fun. So I think the reason why the guidance came about, it's not because the N95 respirators. The N95 masks still work. I want the public having access to N95 masks, not bootleg ones, real ones. I want the public having access to N95 masks. That's why I started a petition. We need to get that done. So you don't double up the N95 masks. One N95 mask is good, and it's really hard to breathe into. Same thing with a surgical mask. You don't really have to double up on these, unless, of course, they're bootleg, unless, you know, of course, these aren't real ones. But surgical masks, you're not really supposed to double up on. Where this guidance came from is some of you guys are wearing cloths or panties or whatever across your nose and mouth. And those obviously aren't good enough because we've been masking. And you see the numbers still go up. It's going to be really, really interesting to see the finite data coming out of Florida and California. You know, Disney World's open, Disneyland's closed. And we'll see the numbers. But for those of you wearing half-ass sort of facial coverings, they suggest that you're going to want to probably double up on. You're going to want to have at least two layers. Or if you are going to have some sort of a cloth thing because it looks better and you look cool, then maybe put a surgical mask on underneath. So what are they really trying to tell us? They're trying to tell us that a bunch of the cloth stuff you guys are using with sequins and rhinestones, trust me, I'm going to get a sequin mask because it looks fly. I'm 90s fly. It's hot. I love sequin masks. If I could be sparkly all on my face, oh my gosh, man. If I could get a grill, I would. I really like sparklies. But I think the CDC is kind of telling you in so many words without admitting it that a lot of what you guys have been putting on your face don't work. Okay, that's what we've been saying this whole time. But don't double up N95 respirators or surgical masks that are real because that unfortunately could restrict your breathing. So it's if you're wearing half-ass type stuff or cloth, those might have to be double masks. Now, for those of you saying, you know what, I got N95s. I got KN95s. Well, that's great. That's awesome. Is it bootleg? Are they real? So KN95, many of them come from China. In fact, a lot of the N95 masks come from China. I like the ones coming from Minnesota, the 3M company. I like to buy American. Sometimes you just don't know where your mask is coming from. And in fact, apparently, it was at the FBI. They seized millions of bootleg masks. Hold on, let me see if I can find how many. There's a lot of millions. They just said millions. Millions of bootleg masks that pretended, 11 million, that they pretended to be Minnesota's 3M masks, and they weren't. And so they've been trying to reach out to people that bought these things because they're not, unfortunately, ideal, and they may not protect you. They weren't tested. And I'm hearing numbers that 60% of these KN95 masks aren't tested, and they're bootleg, and they're not, you know, I guess bootleg is a term for something that's crap, that's not authentic. It's not authentic. So we have counterfeit masks, and you know we talked about this, how we are very vulnerable because you have a market there. There's people making money. There are people making bucks this pandemic because they're selling PPE. Okay, where are you getting your PPE from? Oh, I'm getting it from a good supplier. Really? You know how many people reached out to me and they emailed me or they Facebook messaged me saying, Dr. Dahlia, I got boxes of masks. Where do you need them? I go, thank God, the hospital. I got medical students and residents and stuff in these hospitals. Can you? And they go, no. To buy. I'm trying to sell them. Well, I'm not going to help you sell something that you got shipped from who knows where. And how did you get them when hospitals can't? Well, I have a friend of a friend. Really? So you're telling me that you have a friend at 3M in Minnesota? My network's in Minnesota. If anybody has friends in Minnesota, it's going to be me. And I can't get a box, right, of N95 masks. I haven't asked, but I'm sure I couldn't. Because those need to go to hospitals. Which, by the way, can we please fix this? Apparently there's stockpiles. From what I'm hearing, we have millions of masks. Honest to God, good, strong N95 masks that are stockpiled. Because we have issues with shipment. We have issues with who needs them. Meanwhile, in hospitals, nurses are given one mask to last for the day. And so they're still being rationed, right? Like World War II type rationing. And we have masks. So I think the mask issue is a big cluster. So be careful. There's a lot of bootleg out there. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Excuse me, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York has begun an investigation into Governor Cuomo's handling of the nursing homes during the pandemic. This is according to the Times Union. The U.S. Attorney's investigation is part of an inquiry into the top members of Cuomo's coronavirus task force. The Department of Justice has not responded to a request for comment from the insider, but we do know that the DOJ is, from what we actually understand, has been looking into this, they say, for months. This is according to Richard Azzopardi, a spokesperson for Cuomo, who told the Times Union. He says, we have been cooperating with them, and we will continue to. So lawmakers in New York's from his own party are also pushing back against the governor. Top Democrats in the New York State Senate are trying to remove his emergency powers that he was granted in the early days of the pandemic, according to the New York Times. This measure would come to a vote next week, and it emerged over a report that Cuomo lashed out at a local lawmaker for criticizing his pandemic response. Assemblyman Ron Kim, who is one of the Democrats supporting the effort to strip Cuomo's emergency powers, said Cuomo threatened to, quote, destroy him if he did not cover up for the governor. Now, Cuomo had a press conference a few days back. He had gotten a lot of heat for saying, look, whether they died in a nursing home, whether they died in the hospital, they died. And I think he was trying to say, I'm not here to defend him, but I think he was trying to say, look, you know, if it's a numbers game, all right, you know, if we reported the numbers, whether they died in a hospital or a nursing home, doesn't matter. But there's obviously more to it. You know, forcing nursing homes to take patients when they weren't ready, even though he claimed the other day in the news conference that nursing homes had to basically volunteer and offer and prove they were ready, which is definitely up for debate. That might have worsened the pandemic in nursing homes and possibly caused the deaths of thousands, possibly 15,000 seniors and even more, which they're currently investigating. Andrew Cuomo has said, look, COVID got into the nursing home because workers came to work. You know, you can't blame it on patients coming back, but it all mixed. And if there was an abuse of power, I think that does have to be addressed. If there was a vulnerable population or a vulnerable part of a healthcare industry that couldn't fight back or respond, and from what we're understanding, one nursing home did suggest, look, can we move these patients? Can we? And their request was denied. That's a problem. And especially since I think the nursing homes are getting battled now with lawsuits and criticism of how they're handling their handling of the crisis. So Bill de Blasio, New York City mayor, is no friend to Andrew Cuomo. He slammed him for bullying the state lawmaker who claimed that the governor threatened to destroy him. During an interview on MSNBC, de Blasio addressed the claim made by Assemblyman Ron Kim, who said Cuomo made threats to him. And de Blasio said it's a sad thing to say, but that's classic Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo looks tough. I mean, he looks tough. And I could see people probably, you know, people were afraid, they said, of Trump. I could see people being afraid of him also. So, I mean, I think, you know, people that reach that power, they just seem pretty formidable, you know. And so, you know, a lot of governors, I mean, I've met a lot of governors, and like Scott Walker, you know, puppy dog. I met Governor Sisolak multiple times, you know. They just don't have, they don't instill that fear like you see with, you know, Cuomo. But that is a concern when we're talking about people's lives. And the bigger concern, which my listeners have had, is how vulnerable are the older individuals? Not so much from a sickness standpoint. We know that vulnerable, you know, with age, you're vulnerable. But in terms of a policy, you know, in my neck of the woods, we started vaccinating older individuals. Now we extended it, I believe, to 65 years old. As of next week, those over 65. It used to be from 70. Now those over 65 can get the vaccine. And so older individuals have been prioritized. But there's been a lot of questions and a lot of conspiracy theories that older individuals were expected to be sacrificed, you know, or triaged against, you know, other individuals. And, you know, what constitutes somebody being quote-unquote old? I mean, we used to say, you know, if you're 65 years old, you're a senior. And you're, but, you know, the average 60, I mean, look, Bob Dole is, what, 97 years old? 65 is a spring chicken. I mean, we have people living well into their 90s now. The life expectancy did drop, which we're going to talk about in a second. But, you know, older individuals feel very, very vulnerable with their role in policies, in politics, and who will speak for them. Now, it shouldn't be a right-left. There's a lot of seniors that voted for Biden, a lot of seniors that voted for Trump. The Democratic Party seems to usually be more of the younger party, younger, right? But remember, a lot of baby boomers were Woodstock and, you know, the flower children, and a lot of them are baby boomers, and I think they might have still, you know, preserved their Democratic ideals. But older individuals are a little worried with, you know, just like, you know, do we see a lot of discussions on ramping up Medicare and improving Medicare coverage? No, we're seeing discussions on college debt. But seniors have horrible health insurance. Medicare is not adequate. I mean, to the degree that I think it needs to be. It used to be better. But there's been a lot of cuts. There's a lot of providers don't take Medicare anymore. And then lack of access. I mean, this whole time throughout the pandemic, it was keep older people home. Older people stay home so we could all open up. Well, I understood the suggestion that, look, do we really have to close down schools? Do we have to, if anybody feels at risk, avoid these areas? But unfortunately, COVID was so persistent that the average senior, who was told that they were going to be completely consumed by this virus, was told to lock down. And here they are, almost 12 months later, still not seeing grandkids and still locked down. And unfortunately, a few seniors in my life are gone now without my being able to see them. It's a problem. And you'll still hear people say, look, let's reopen. And people who are vulnerable, just stay home. Well, how is staying home healthy? They get depressed. They're not exercising. They're eating. They're not around others. They don't have a purpose in life. And my mom has still gone to work. They told her to stay home. I'm not going to stay home. So she does part home, part at work. She wants to get out of the house. She needs to, she's a workaholic like I am. But I get that, you know, somebody doesn't want to close their bakery or salon. I get that because they're afraid that somebody a mile away might get COVID. I mean, they should be able to still operate their business. But see, that's why policy has to be better. And our current state of health insurance, health care, senior homes, assisted living. I mean, the baby boomers is the largest glut of population. Do we have enough assisted living facilities? If our older individuals, look at, is it Prince Philip, you know, in the UK, Queen Elizabeth's husband, he is 99 years old. Are we prepared for our baby boomers to live another three decades? Four decades. I think we need to start preparing. So life expectancy. Life expectancy did actually drop by a whole year during the first half of 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic. They said minorities suffered the biggest impact, with Black Americans losing nearly 3 years, Hispanics nearly 2 years to their life expectancy total overall. According to Robert Anderson, who oversees the numbers for the CDC, says this is a huge decline. You have to go back to World War II, the 1940s, to find a decline like this. Now, by a decline, it's not that we're living at the same rate as somebody during World War II, but what he means is in terms of the life expectancy going back the other way. Other health experts says it shows the profound impact of COVID-19, not just on deaths due to infection, but deaths from heart disease, cancer, and other conditions. Dr. Kristen Bibbins-Domingo, a health equity researcher and dean at UCSF, said what is really quite striking in these numbers is that they only reflect the first half of the year. I would expect that these numbers would only get worse. So this is the first time the CDC has reported on life expectancy from early partial records. More death certificates from that period may yet come in, so it's still preliminary data. And it's already known that 2020 was the deadliest year in U.S. history. Deaths topped 3 million for the first time. So right now, a baby born today could be expected to live 77.8 years, down from 78 for males, 75.1 on average for females, 80.5. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doug Belly.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims were higher than the Labor Department expected. Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com, says the report of 861,000 new claims doesn't paint the entire picture.
Also add in the new claims under the Pandemic and Employment Assistance Program, and that's an additional more than 500,000 claims. So when you lump all those together, you get a number that's 1.38 million.
Hamrick speaking there on CNBC. A winter storm is leaving parts of the southern plains in crisis. Gas prices are expected to climb about 10 to 20 cents. Gas prices expected to climb 10 to 20 cents across the country after the storm knocked out about a dozen refineries. FEMA and other relief programs are being implemented. You're listening to USA Radio News. Russian intelligence agency hackers are believed to be responsible for gaining access to servers belonging to the U.S. government, several Fortune 500 companies, and thousands of individuals.
Experts have described the hack as one of the most devastating cyber attacks ever perpetrated. Ann Neuberger is the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and for Emerging Technologies.
As of today, 9 federal agencies and about 100 private sector companies were compromised. So the scale of potential access far exceeded the number of known compromises.
The hackers gained access to servers belonging to network computer management software maker SolarWinds, inserting dangerous malware that was then downloaded by at least 18,000 customers of the company, including the U.S. government. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a former Detroit news anchor who worked in the country's first black-owned television station died last week, a day after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Karen Hudson Samuels, 68 years old, worked as a producer and news director for WGPR-TV, was found dead in her home by her husband, Cliff. Hudson Samuels' cause of death is not yet known. So her husband said, we suspect it might have been a stroke, but because of the normal side effects of the vaccine, it might have masked that.
An autopsy is pending. He says hopefully we'll know from the autopsy report. She had apparently helped start the Williams V. Bank Broadcast Museum. When this museum got into the National Registry, she was very, very proud. People who worked with her said she was a beautiful person. Not many details, but she died a day after the COVID vaccine. Not sure if it was her first dose, second dose, which brand it was, but it is being investigated. Also in Detroit, we have a Macomb County man, 90 years old, dies after his COVID-19 vaccine. Daniel Thane Simpson, a retired accountant from Chesterfield Township who served in the Navy during the Korean War, got his first dose of the Moderna vaccine on February 3rd. The next day, he was found dead. William Simpson, his brother, he said he told my brother he was getting it and he had a sticker showing that he got it. But then he stopped returning phone calls. We were assuming he felt tired or something and went to bed early and never woke up. William Simpson of Ann Arbor, his brother, to Dan said, my brother Dan went over, as he often does, at 5 in the evening the next day, and he found my father dead. So health officials, again, are saying that the vaccines are safe. These individual reports of deaths after COVID-19, get reported. And then, of course, they are taken, under the context of, we have one person die every 36 seconds of a heart attack. We have people who are 90 years old die. But I know, people don't like it when I bring these up, but I still think these have to be investigated and discussed. We are very quick to try to push a narrative that, we don't want to talk about anything, that could be negative about the vaccine because people will get scared and they won't get the vaccine. I think the average person is pretty smart, and if they want the vaccine because COVID scares them, they'll get it. I don't think we need to push a narrative, but I think in media we do have a job to do, and that is informing. Simpson's death is among 27 in Michigan submitted to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. CDC and the U.S. FDA has VAERS. And VAERS is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. It allows anybody, a patient, doctor, nurse, friend, relative, to report any kind of post-vaccine medical problem. It could be anything from a sudden sore arm to sudden death. Now, the reports have to be monitored and investigated. I believe the CDC has received 1,170 reports as of the first week of February of post-vaccine deaths. The time frame was December 14th to February 7th. But the CDC on their website said none of them were considered to be vaccine-related, even though one death was believed to be related because it put the doctor into ITP, where his immune system after the shot got triggered to attack his platelets. Now, mind you, the virus could do that too. There's no way to say 100% it was the vaccine. But when you see these numbers and, people dying, and mind you, people do die every day of something in the United States. And people who, the more we get people vaccinated, there will be, unfortunately, a rise in possible correlations, because if you have an average death rate, and then you have more people vaccinating, and any of those people that death rate have gotten their vaccine, the numbers might be related. But I got to tell you, this hearing somebody dies a day or so after the vaccine, or needing to be hospitalized after the vaccine, or collapsing, right, after the vaccine, I really hope that, narrative aside, government's going to be very, very transparent if they do find that we have vulnerable groups who, might unfortunately be at risk. Could be their heart, could be an abnormal heart rhythm, could be a reaction to an adjuvant. Most of the reason why the 1,170 deaths were not considered quote-unquote vaccine-related or ruled that is because none of them looked like full anaphylaxis, where the person couldn't breathe, the person reacted violently, from like an allergy. But my problem with that is I don't know if that's the only reason why somebody could possibly die. There might be something else going on. And again, as I've discussed before, it's really difficult to pinpoint, if somebody had a heart attack, because they had a heart attack, heart attacks happen. My father had a heart attack, And it was 20 years before the COVID vaccine. So people have heart attacks. I know that. But unfortunately, when you hear somebody die a day after the vaccine, suddenly, it really warrants investigation. So why do you keep hearing doctors say it's safe? Like this headline from USA Today. Doctors say shots are safe. Macomb County man dies after COVID vaccine. Doctors say because when a doctor says something is safe, they look at the benefits versus the risks. And with COVID being so deadly, and any of us doctors who have seen somebody with COVID, it scares the living daylights out of you, and you want everybody you know protected. And so the ugly truth to this is that the vaccines are going to save lives, but they're also going to probably be accused and possibly proven to have had some adverse events on some. And because public officials need to save lives more, then it's going to be like a war. You know, we will lose lives, they're going to say, but there was a goal we were working towards. And there will unfortunately be casualties, innocent casualties as a result. And so it's a sad truth that nobody's going to want to admit it. Remember there was a Republican congressman, I believe, who said, look, people will die, I mean, of COVID, but we're going to have to let kids go back to school. We're going to have to let, I mean, here we are again saying, look, let kids go back to school. But he was just vilified because he said, look, you know, at some point we're going to have to realize that people are going to die. I don't want anybody to die. The last thing I want to do is recommend somebody do something that ends up killing them. I don't want to be in that position. But unfortunately, I am in a position where I have to choose a side of vaccine or not vaccinate. And my side is, if you're healthy and your doctor is okay with it, vaccinate. I trust the vaccine in terms of protecting against COVID. And I'm getting the vaccine. I got already the first shot. I'm waiting to get my second shot. Getting my mom vaccinated as well. So we are of the mindset of, you know what, COVID will be worse for us. But I'm not saying it's going to be 100% safe, and I wouldn't be surprised if any of these deaths are vaccine-related. It's just, can somebody figure out why? Even at risk of the world going crazy and being upset, you know, but somebody needs to know, because I really don't want to see anybody else die. If we can identify which patient population is at risk, but this is also the bitter truth. Difficult truth also is there's a chance that those who are at highest risk for COVID death might be in the group that the CDC has to study who might be at highest risk for a COVID vaccine issue. There was somebody else who apparently died after their vaccine collapsed during their observation period after the vaccine, and they had a history of heart disease. So somebody could say, you see, so those with heart vulnerable patients, maybe they need to hold off. The problem is those with heart disease are at highest risk. That's kind of why we're vaccinating. So definitely not an easy topic. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday.
today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I like to watch what happens in Australia and in the UK and in other countries because there's always a push for America to do what some of these other countries are doing, especially when it comes to socialized medicine. So I'm very, very wary of us following in the footsteps of a system that might not be as good. Well, we have a system that is undergoing some major upheaval in Australia, and I wonder if it might also trickle over to America. So Facebook has banned news in Australia. This is a huge move. Google was going to try to call their bluff, but didn't. And Google caved. Now, what the heck is going on in Australia? Why is news being banned on a social media platform? And some of you might be like, it's about time. Others may be like, wait a second, this is overreach. So apparently, Australia is on the cusp, from what I understand, according to Vox, of passing a law called the News Media and Digital Platforms Mandatory Bargaining Code. And it's going to force Facebook and Google to pay publishers if they host their content. Now, why is this an issue? Well, because you have a lot of newspapers and media outlets going under. And I know many people are like, why do we care? Hey, it's media. Well, this is kind of the problem we have with media right now. You got the big players monopolizing the news, and some of these big players really bias the news. And we get our news for free. And in fact, rather than going to New York Times or some of the direct websites, some of us will just go read off of our news feed. The majority of people get their news from the news feed, from Facebook. They don't sit there and wait for the 5:30 NBC evening news or the CBS evening news anymore, like we did growing up. They go on Facebook and get their news. Well, these media outlets are tired of doing this for free. And so the law is a response to years-long complaints from news outlets around the world about the role that Google and Facebook and their mammoth digital ad business have played in the decline of journalism and the decimation of its business model in the internet age. So how media makes money is they need to sell ads. Radio needs to sell commercial ads. TV needs to sell commercials. There has to be, you know, or streams or clicks. Well, we're used to getting our news and information for free. We could Google anything. When was the last time you guys bought an encyclopedia set? 1982, maybe? Why? Because we could Google an answer. In fact, you know, I used to pay for little Spanish to English dictionaries so I could, you know, convert. And I could, you know, and now you could just go, you know, hey Siri, what is dog in Spanish?
I found 4 results in Spanish. If you mean cat that barks, you'd say perro.
So I could just ask Siri, and she'll say perro. I can't throw my R's for dog. Cat is gato. I don't even have to buy, so I could just get it for, well, true, I'm paying for my phone, I'm paying for the Wi-Fi. But we get stuff for free. So people blame Google, Facebook. They're making money on digital ads, whereas that was their revenue. So let's say you have, I don't know, a media outlet called Dr. Dahlia Newspaper. That if somebody is going to get my article on Facebook, they're going to probably hit the ad or give Facebook revenue rather than Dr. Dahlia, even though it was my content that's on Facebook. Now, I put my content on Facebook, but now there's a law in Australia that Facebook and Google would have to pay. Facebook said, you know what, we're done. Fine, no news. Google decided to make some deals with Australian news publishers. So based on the reasoning that the law won't apply to it, as long as news links can't be shared on its platform, Facebook has banned all users from sharing links to Australian news sources, Australian publications page from hosting any of their own content at all, and Australian users from sharing any news links at all. So then they don't get in trouble, and there's a law. I understand why Facebook did that. They don't want to pay. But then, and so then now Australians are like, but wait a second, we like our free news. Facebook also seems to be blocking anything it thinks is an Australian news source. It includes several sites that even are not news outlets, like government pages, might have also been restricted. So this ban, they said, as the law does not provide a clear guidance on the definition of news content, we have taken a broad definition in order to respect the law as drafted. However, we will reverse any pages that are inadvertently impacted. Now, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Facebook's move would only make his government more determined to pass a law and might encourage a few other governments to do something similar. They said Facebook's actions to unfriend Australia today, cutting off essential information services on health and emergency services, were as arrogant as they were disappointing. These actions will not only confirm the concerns that an increasing number of countries are expressing about the behavior of big tech companies who think they are bigger than governments, that the rules should not apply to them. They will not be intimidated by big tech seeking to pressure Parliament as it votes on an important news media bargaining code. Now, Google right now are the only two companies that would be subject to the law currently, but it would apply to other digital platforms designated by the government. The platforms and the publishers have to come to a payment agreement, or else it goes to an arbiter who will decide a fair price for them on what they have to pay or face significant penalties. Google has already started working out payment deals with Australian publications. On Wednesday, it announced a deal with Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. Murdoch, Australia's rich and powerful news magnate, obviously, native son. I think Murdoch set up Fox News, right? So, or was one of them. He looks like going to move forward. News Corp now has a multi-year deal with Google. Terms have not been disclosed. New York Times reported it was worth tens of millions of dollars. Google made a deal with Australia's Seven West Media, has agreed to work out licensing deals. So if Facebook backs down, Google will have a huge, opportunity there. But, should they pay? So now there's another ban on Facebook. Delete Facebook. Boycott Zuckerberg. Facebook, we need to talk. Apparently, Democrat politicians in Rhode Island went so far to say Facebook is not compatible with democracy. So, Facebook is a company, and I'm not saying this to be devil's advocate or I'm not saying this to, defend anybody, but you have a private corporation, private company, private enterprise, capitalism at its best. And they found something that people want. They've been able to make money. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of criticism of how they, gave our information to advertisers. They should have kept it simple. And instead, they didn't. They figured out ways they could make more money, got greedy. Also decided to be a little bit arbitrary when it comes to, something Trump says versus something Biden says. Then they had the whole debacle of, well, what's fake news and what's not fake news. And what's misinformation, what's not misinformation. Facebook tried to say, well, this post is not allowed, this post is not allowed. And so they're already now in censoring mode and silencing mode. And it sounds like they don't want to give up their profits. It also sounds like they might be in trouble with profits. So to venture into multi-year contract deals for news, I see why they made this move. They were probably like, fine, we don't need them. But, is Facebook more powerful than government? Can people live without Facebook? There's going to have to be then another competitor, because right now some people can't live without Facebook. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence.
intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.